Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Wake up, wakey, wakey. It's eggs and bakey. Not for baking, maybe not for much longer. 7:05 in the morning here on the 13th of December. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, Ashley's at the helm. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Happy National Guard birthday.
Oh.
National Guard. Yeah, National, you know what? Guard. My brother, we talked with my brother's birthday yesterday, and he has a physician's assistant that works alongside him, but he's been gone a lot because he's been deployed with the National Guard. So he's home now from his Afghanistan deployment.
Well, let me tell you, when I, I'd been out of the Marines for several years, and they asked me, when they asked me to come back in 2005, and I was in, I arrived in Fallujah in early 2006. I was in the chow hall, and I sat down next to an enlisted soldier, and I asked him who he was with, and he said, blah, 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 blah. I think it was Michigan National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him. I said, how long are you here for? He goes, 18 months. And I went, 18 months and you're in the National Guard? He goes, oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. No, you didn't say
that. Well, I've heard my brother talk about this.
And the only thing I could think of, we're sending National Guard to Iraq for 18 months, and Marines are only spending 12 regular. You know, this is our job.
Right.
Marines going there for a year.
So thank you, National Guard people.
Yeah, thank you,
too.
National
Guard.
Because
like I said, my brother said he's finally back, and he's had like maybe three or four since he's been hired.
Yeah.
Three or four deployments.
Yeah.
You know, my brother is a doctor in Sacramento, and he works on chronic pain. He has a pain clinic, and so that means, you know, he does spinal implants and all kinds of things. But anyway, so that was interesting. It was his birthday. We were talking about, you know, what's happening in the medical field.
I've had friends that were in the reserves that spent 3, 4, 5, 6 years.
It's also Hot Cocoa Day.
Oh.
Is it a Hot Cocoa Day or what?
This is a Hot Cocoa Day.
I mean, we're going to talk about the weather. It's going to be, the high today will be 48. There is a wind advisory warning. Now, just ask the people who have the beautiful chimes outside their window. I'd like to sleep with the window open. But those chimes last night, I'm surprised you didn't get up and take them down.
Well, you know why? You know why?
I mean,
because, first of all, they weigh like about 100 pounds. That's the first reason. The second reason, that's where the rain was coming in. And I was not going to get dressed, walk out at 3 o'clock,
You've done it before.
At 1 o'clock in the morning, at 2:30 in the morning, at 3:30 in the morning, and at 4:30 in the morning.
Yes, they were very...
Because they were banging. I just, you know, I figured, okay, the wind's going to die down at 1:30.
And these are beautiful, like the Winchester, they're tuned. I love them. Anyway, so today's going to be...
Right back to sleep, my sleep number bed.
That's right. 100%. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Chance, rain and breezy today, not chance. It's going to be high 49, overnight lows of 33. Tomorrow calls for about 50% chance of rain. Then it looks like we can have snow and chance of rain again with our highs of 48. Tomorrow night is 32, and that's maybe where the snow is going to happen. Wednesday calls for 100% chance, heavy rain once again with 42. And Wednesday night, rain at 38. I'm gonna find out because we do have, we haven't made the lights yet. And we were gonna go last night, and of course the rain, So I'm thinking that they're open rain or shine. And they probably just have all those wired lights just tied into the tree so tightly that, conditions.
As soon as there's a break in the weather,
we're going tomorrow night.
I'm going to wrap myself in saran wrap.
So that's what we're looking for, partly cloudy on Thursday as well. And Friday, sunny. It looks like Friday will be sunny with a high near 51. Do you love these burr weathers? I love the burr weather. Partly cloudy on Friday night with 34 and mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 50 and overnight lows of 36. So we're in that. Bundle up, wear your gloves, pull out your winter boots and coats and all that really good stuff, you know?
Brought to you by
The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Ashley, you have something.
I just looked it up. According to ReddingGardenOfLights.org, Redding Garden of Lights will take place rain or shine.
That's what
it absolutely does. But you can wear, you know, you can go out there. You know, nothing's going to keep you from seeing the beauty of it. Go over and hug the reindeer, if you hug reindeers like that. You know,
Moses. His name is Moses, and Moses. I'm not really sure. I think you can do that's a photo op, but I would think
Moses
you wouldn't
is
want
not
a bunch
his
of people,
real name, though.
You wouldn't want a bunch of people to. I don't think petting the reindeer. I wonder if they give him his antibodies. Because, you know. Hey, I got a news of the weird for you I want to start this morning with. Because
I have news of the weird first.
What, does that mean, does it supersede mine?
Yes. Okay. Army-Navy game.
Oh, okay. You can
Army,
go there.
Navy
only because
game. Only because
it's about an honor thing.
It's an honor thing. And you had it played up in New Jersey. And let's just face it, Army has a great team. They're going to a bowl this year. They beat big teams. And
it was
Navy,
a really good game.
Navy hasn't had a good season. And Navy has played the third hardest schedule in the country. And I didn't realize that 11 of the teams they played are all going to bowls. So Navy's gotten itself beat up. But the Army-Navy game is a little bit different. So Ted Leidy, my brother and I always have a $5 bet, and whoever scores, you have to take a shot. Well, I thought this was going to be one of those times that I was going to be just sitting in the chair having drink all afternoon.
It was a really good game.
It was a great game.
I like the fight.
And
it was
just
ferocious.
The center and the nose tackle, the center from Navy, nose tackle from Army, have been playing against each other for 4 years. Well, it was longer than that because they came from the same area in Virginia, and they played against each other in high school. They have played against each other 6 inches away from each other for 4 years, just battling each other. And need I say, Navy won the game.
Well, it was 1928 when Virginia Oliver, age 8, because, you know, we're coming into steak and lobster season and crab season. So she was 8 when she started trapping lobsters, and she hasn't stopped working to harvest yet. Oliver, now 101 years old, is the sterman on her 78-year-old son's boat, which bears her name. In that role, she measures the bands of lobsters, but Oliver, of Rockland, Maine, also loads traps with small fish to attract lobsters and gets up before dawn to head out to sea. This is why you ask yourself, self, am I really doing what I love? Okay, so the Associated Press reported that a couple of years ago, a crab nipped her finger, and she had to have 7 stitches. When the doctor asked Oliver why she's still lobstering, she snapped back. Well, that's because I want to do it. Oliver has no plans to retire. I like being along the water, and so I'm going to keep on doing it just as long as I can. So there you go, folks. I love the stories of a 101-year-old woman out there catching lobsters on a boat with her name on it with her 78-year-old son.
You know, and I'm kind of thinking about how I didn't want to go out and see the horse because it's raining, you know. And then I see a 101-year-old lady that's
out there. I mean, you know, yesterday we went out and saw the horse, and I was thinking about that now. In my weird mind on the way I think I may start this blog called My Life with Odina. That's the name of our horse. And it makes me think about all the people, and we watched a couple movies this weekend, you know, through streaming, about those pioneers that came over. They didn't think, there wasn't like, the roads weren't paved. Let's see, what kind of temperature is it before I go outside?
Need a hot shower.
Can I just get some water was really it. I may not have water for 2 days. But these people that, you know, that settled our West.
Some people walked all the way, even though they had a wagon, they walked from Jefferson City, Missouri, all the way to California or Texas. They walked it, you know, along because it would have been too much of a load to add people onto the wagon because they had all their possessions in it. Everything they were going to need to get across the country and then build in a new spot. And I'm sitting out there with my rubber boots on, walking through puddles of water with the horse who is just having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
She's having a great time. She's a horse. She says, I'm used to this. I've been raised on the range. So,
but there was nothing better than after, being in the elements, which we will be again today, to come home and, get ready for the Christmas season and all the stuff that you do that implies that, the Christmas cards, et cetera. And then be able to sleep in our sleep number bed. And I know my sleep number setting last night was 45. But I love the split bed that we have, and I have my foot warmer. So for 15 minutes, I could put that foot warmer on, or an hour, and that it relaxes me. It's just something about having the feet, the part from the knee down that can heat up for not all night, but just however you want it to. So there's so many things it can do. It's the split top, and that's our sleep number bed. So go on into the sleep number store. Say that we sent you, Carl and Linda Bott. You're never going to have a better night's sleep. You're never going to get your body restored until you really do get a good night's sleep, and you can change your number according to, we have the smart bed, so we can track how we sleep.
Well, my sleep number setting is 80, and like I said, I woke up 3 or 4 times last night because Linda's chimes were ringing about the sound of a 45 round going off, ba-bam! And so I'd wake up.
But a prettier sound.
I just didn't want to leave the bed, and but she's absolutely right. We've had nothing but great night's sleep there, and bring proven quality sleep home for the holidays. What a great present. Think about this. For the holidays is to have the gift of sleep. Don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. That ends Monday, December 13th, which is today, only at Sleep Number stores, which of course is in the Target Shopping Center. Go on down there. Lay on the beds. You won't be sorry. You'll find one you love. Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
I know that it's cold outside. The world is bundled up in white. I just need you by my side. 'Cause I'm warmer in the winter with you.
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous holiday buffet on Saturday, December 25th from noon to 4 p.m. Let us do the work and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your holiday season. Our menu includes prime rib and baked ham with a tasty pineapple and brown sugar glaze with a selection of delightful trimmings and desserts. Tables starting at just $150 plus fees. For seating and table information, call 1-800-280-UWIN or see windriver.com for complete details. Holidays are better at the river.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up! Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garmon for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on 7 and 9 AM, Monday through Friday, followed by Armstrong and Getty, and then we have Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and then the rest of the gang after that. And Ashley knows to play fast music for me on Monday mornings.
Hey, this portion. She's so weak.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani's had this this absolutely fabulous firearm store for about the same length of time as we've had this station. Which, by the way, tomorrow is beginning of our 12th year. And he is our firearms dealer of choice. Everything you want is there. You can get a CCW. It's one-stop shopping at Bastiani Arms. And it's getting close to Christmas, so you might be able to get a, since you can't buy a gun for somebody, maybe a gift certificate to give to somebody for Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Texas passed a law that allows, an abortion law that says, You may not have abortions after the fetal heartbeat is detected about 6 weeks. And they allowed private citizens to enforce this ban on abortions by suing abortion clinics. Last week, the GAV says, well, if they can do it, we can do it. But he wants to enact a law allowing citizens to sue companies who manufacture, distribute, or sell, quote, assault weapons. Now, some people may say there's a little bit of a difference between abortions and buying a, quote, assault weapon. The right to an abortion is not a constitutional right. That's up to the states. But the buying of firearms, as the judges have told us, is a constitutional right. Now, tornadoes slammed into six states in the back on the East Coast. Kentucky got hit the hardest. FEMA's out there. They've got right now approximately 80 were killed. Amazon warehouse collapsed in Indiana. The FEMA's out there right now. The main effort is to try and find people in the rubble. So prayers go out to everybody back there in the East Coast. We have relatives in Kentucky, but they're safe. It didn't hit where they were at. What else happened, Linda?
Well, on the weekend as well, at least two people passed away. Seven are missing after buildings collapse in the Italian town of Ravenusa. Disturbing pictures there. Anne Rice, author of the Vampire Chronicles novel series, has died following complications from a stroke. And parents alerted school officials to two threats 2 weeks before the Michigan campus rampage, a lawsuit claims. Here's something interesting. Vaping doubled the risk of erectile dysfunction in men age 20 and older, a new study finds.
Well, that ought to slow down vaping for some people. 20 and older.
20 and older.
Ashley, you're younger than us. Vaping. You ever done that?
No. I play a woodwind instrument, and none of that has ever been remotely
appealing. How was the symphony the other day?
It was a lot of fun.
I bet it was. And this is the one at the church?
I was at the church doing stuff yesterday, mm-hmm. and then the week prior was a symphony with the cellist that you guys had in here. I believe it was Thursday.
Alyssa.
Yes.
Alyssa Johnson.
I know I got a...
You know, it's an interesting story about her.
I'd like to know more about her, but I did get a message from somebody who would like to hire her for an event, and I don't know, maybe you
Patrick.
Can...
Pat Karch.
Okay. Knows how to get a hold of her. Okay. They want her to perform at a retirement home for Christmas or something like that.
That would be good.
She likes to play Christmas music. She's not really into playing covers.
Mm. Yeah, that's what
she said the other night.
She says, I don't do covers. I do, I does her own music, I assume. But she did beautiful Christmas music the other night when we were having our big soiree here on Thursday night.
You should see the place is still it's filled with all
these
toys.
The place is loaded with toys.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? Guess what? We're still taking toys. If you've still got money and you haven't been down here and you've got, you got the time, why don't you bring in some more toys? We filled up a couple boxes and surrounded the tree, but it's time for another one. It's time for some more. When we come back from our break, we've got Don Black with us. Don's the director of our Reading VA clinic here. And the new one is opening this week, and we're going to talk all about that with Don to help pass the word. We've been trying to do it as much as possible that the old clinic is shutting down, kind of, and the new clinic, though, and I've had the opportunity to go through the new clinic, which, by the way, my friends, is state-of-the-art, everything, state-of-the-art, and more... specialties available, everything. This is a gigantic step forward as far as health care for veterans. And we have to thank Senator Maurice Johannesson again for getting involved in this and helping. Nick, good morning.
Hey, it is good morning. I wanted to encourage everybody to go to the supervisors meeting, the video. You can access it on the Board of Supervisors website. Last week, a young man named Jeremy Edwardson brought to our attention that $34 million, I think it's ARPA's money, that we're on the cusp of accepting, comes with the condition that we have to adhere to state mandates till 2025. And you know what? Or we have to pay it back if we don't adhere to those mandates. And we don't
You're
even
talking
know
about the COVID mandates, right?
Well, I don't know whether that's right or not. It really doesn't matter because do you borrow money and let them tell you what the terms are after you've got the money and spent it? I mean, this seems very irresponsible, and people need to voice their opinion on this.
Okay. So it is time to have a couple of supervisors on. All the excitement seems to have died down. It seems like there isn't... 200 people in each one of the meetings anymore. The recall is going to happen February 1st. Redistricting takes place January 1st, but has no impact on the election or the recall election. So, thanks, Nick. We'll go back and look at that.
You know, Thursday night there's a debate between all the candidates that would like to replace Modi down in Cottonwood. You can get further information.
That's going to be...
It's at 6 o'clock.
Where's it going to be at, though?
I think it's... I don't know, the Veterans Hall or the...
Veterans Hall?
I don't know which hall
okay.
it is.
All right. We'll find that out because it'll be interesting to listen to that.
Absolutely. Make sure that gets out. Thanks, Carl. Have a good day.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank celebrating its 15th anniversary. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown at 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and the newest branch in Anderson at the old Kentucky Fried Chicken Place. You cannot open an account and get a bucket of KFC, however. This is no longer KFC. Is going to open up next month. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but I can tell you what, ever since Cornerstone Community Bank opened up, they've been moving local dreams forward. 7:30 in the morning, we'll be right back with Don Black, director of the Reading Veterans Clinic.
Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Be home for Christmas.
Oh, yes.
You can plan.
That's Michael Bublé.
On me.
Yeah, but I tell you.
It's wonderful. You know, I just love our Christmas music that we have.
Every time I deployed and it was, you know, we were gone for Christmas and all those troops out there. And we'd be, you know, if we were lucky enough to be in an area, we could get some... Oh, there'd be cards coming in from all over.
Mm.
But, you know, if you could get, you know, a present in, that was cool for our troops. Anyway, hey, welcome back to the show. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, when your windshield's really cold and you turn on the heater in your car and you're driving, there could be that small chip could turn into a giant crack. Or you could have a chip that water gets into and it freezes and it cracks it. So if you've got a small chip in your windshield, this is a perfect time to go down and see Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't fool around with your family safety. Don't fool around with having a windshield bust out. Let Jeff Wurst take a look at it. He guarantees his work. Truly professional. You can get a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a veteran-owned business. And speaking of veterans, we're here with Don Black. Good morning.
Good morning. How
Let
are you?
Let me push you in there a little bit closer. Okay.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to y'all.
And Don is the director of the Reading Veterans Administration Clinic. I would tell you it's on heart now, except it's not.
It's not. 3455 Knighton Road.
Right across from the Veterans
It's
home.
Official today.
Today, this morning.
Grand opening. But with a small because of COVID, meaning it's Facebook launch and good stuff like that.
Yeah, so the Facebook launch is tomorrow at 10, December 14th. But we are seeing patients on a minimal scale because we're trying to open still. But we've opened the urgent care, lab, and pharmacy are open right now for patients if they need to be seen.
And what are they going to be doing with the old building? And what happens today for maybe those people that really haven't had their ear to the ground? And you know how it is. We get into a routine. We go to a restaurant. We go to a store. And all of a sudden, you know, you maybe have heard through the ripple that maybe, but you don't pay attention to it because it becomes a routine. So now what happens with that building and what happens with those? Will there be services provided to get them to the new location today, maybe this week?
Well, most people drive down, but yeah, I've been still trying to get in contact with RAVA. They're supposed to have a bus route
Good.
To the new clinic as well. It was part of the deal moving out there.
Well, we know everything takes a while to implement, but what's going to be happening with that building?
So we never owned the government didn't own it. We don't own property, so it's a leased building, and I understand the county's looking at it for maybe admin offices.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, the county continues to grow, as do every bureaucracy. Now, let's talk about, I've seen this new clinic. I was taken on a very unofficial tour by Senator Maurice Johannesson, of course. And I met a lot of the guys in there working. I mean, they're friendly, they were working their butts off, they obviously knew what they were doing. And, so what makes this clinic better than the old clinic?
Well, two things.
I should say, what more opportunities are there?
Well, there's, we've added a little bit into the radiology department.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're over 50 and you have to get colonoscopy.
Yes.
We've added additional surgical suites so we can do more there and less in the community.
Okay.
And it's just bigger and newer.
Right.
Interestingly, doing some history, we opened up on Hartnell on December 13th, 1996. And now we're opening up on Knighton Road December 13th, 2021, exactly 25 years later.
Wow. So it's been there for 25 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Jeez.
And we've gone from 41,000 square feet to 77,000 square feet. So we've almost doubled in size.
You know, I thought it was even bigger than that. You know, because when you look at one end, from one end to the other, I swear there was fog at the other end.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. And then you've got the waiting rooms, there's so many rooms in there for seeing patients, too.
Right. So in the existing clinic, we had about 37 primary care offices. In the new one, we have 51, so we can hopefully get more doctors and see them. And then in the specialty care, we went from about 10 offices to 27.
Okay.
So we're trying to expand specialty care, trying to attract some specialty docs to come and do more work at the clinic.
What kind of specialties are we talking about here?
So we have urology, mm-hmm. we have orthopedic. We just hired Dr. Miller from the county, and he's our new cardiologist, started last week.
Oh, we're having a cardiologist down there. Okay.
We have podiatry.
Mm-hmm.
We have general surgeons that are now coming up, performing minor surgeries at the clinic. Not overnight surgeries, just lumps and bumps. Mm-hmm. And so we're just trying to build it so we don't have to send patients to the community, which we will do because we want to support our community, but mainly so we don't have to send them down to Sacramento.
Well, your new programs you had, if you couldn't do it, you allowed us to go out in, or the VA said, go out in the community so you don't have to travel 3 hours.
Right.
And that, I'm just talking for me. That has worked really well for me. I've seen orthopedics out in the community. I've seen Dr. Khan.
Yep.
I've seen different ones out here and did not have to travel down to Mather or wherever else you send people.
And we still do that. It's called care in the community.
Right.
And so we want to do that there. We also know our veterans like to get care in the building.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to do both to keep them here in the county.
How many people a year do you see?
Last year we saw just under 16,000 veterans at our clinic.
16,000, over 1,000 a month at the clinic.
Yeah. Now, we saw over 100,000 patient visits. We saw 8,000 people just through our urgent care last year.
Wait a minute. So you had 16,000 patients, but 100,000
visits.
Visits. Okay.
Walk-ins.
8,000
people.
You know what? I went into the urgent care in there one day. Treated real well. And I can't remember what it was for, but they fixed it, whatever it was. But with new, with more specialties available, it seems like, it's going to be like that one-stop shopping. Is that the idea?
That is our goal. I did want to make one point clear, though,
sure,
because everybody's been asking. So we do have the clinic on Cypress that has eye, dental, and audiology.
Right.
That stays on Cypress.
That's across from the city hall.
Yes.
All right. You've been there. We've been there with you.
Been there.
Yep.
Getting my eyes checked.
Great.
What about the physical rehab center?
So in the PT, physical therapy, has moved to the new building.
Okay. So physical therapy's moved there.
Yes.
But the eyes, dental, and
ears.
Are staying right there on Cypress.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think there's ever going to be a time that regular dental care is going to be offered to veterans? I mean, just in your opinion.
I've been a veteran not as long as you, but yes, I don't think so.
I don't
see that. I know that there's a program where if you wanted to, you could pay for it, but there's so many people interested, we can't build probably a dental practice big enough.
Yeah, you're probably right. A lot of people, you know, like I've seen, y'all have been my primary care for 14 years. Same doctor. Is Templato still there, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure. He said he could guarantee me 80, or he says, or as long as I'm here. And I went, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I totally forgot what I was going to say there. I just got myself all excited.
Well, you were talking about Templato. Is he still going to be there? And, you were talking about some of the doctors perhaps that are from the old to the new.
Yeah.
And you've hired some new, like you said, some new doctors in some specialty fields that perhaps weren't there before.
Right. Urology. Wasn't there 2 years or 3 years ago? We've done that. We brought in the last 5 years, we had Dr. Tate, and he helped set us up ears, nose, and throat, so we have an ENT. You know, Dr. Bergstrom from the community comes down 2 days a week to help us with our ENT program. So the doctors here in this community are very benevolent and want to give back. Dr. Danuka,
I was going to say he was in the middle of this for a while.
Yeah, he still is now, and we've got him one day a week. He comes down, and he's bringing some more staff down so we can expand our GI capacity.
Okay. Linda asked a good question about getting out there.
Yeah.
We have some veterans that take the bus. And so do we know if there's like a couple times a day it goes out there? Is it one of these, it used to do the airport, go out there once and then back? Or I'm never sure where Robert runs anymore.
Yeah, and I'd like to say I had that answer, but day one, I don't. I've been focusing on trying to get it open, and I know we've reached out to Robert, and we just haven't been in communication.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it just The facility is great. It's just out there a little bit. I mean, if you got a car, it's no problem.
Right.
And it's right across from the veterans' home.
Yep.
Does that help, I wonder?
Well, the veterans, you know, we'll play. I mean, they want us to build a bridge or a tunnel or something so they can come back and forth. And I think it'll be beneficial because we do see those patients. They have their own primary care doc inside, but mm-hmm. they come across the street now for all their specialty care. So we will still be working with them to make sure they get the care they have earned and deserved.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Don Black, who is the director of the Reading Veterans Clinic here that just moved out to Knighton Road to right across from the veterans home. And the address is 3-something.
3455.
Oh, 3455. Yeah. Even I can remember that. Knighton Road. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by one of Linda's favorite artisans of granite.
That's Mike Huber at Estate Granite. You know, if you're looking to, I don't know, do an outside barbecue, maybe a gift certificate for some kind of fire pit, or you're looking to redo your kitchen, your bathroom, anything that has to do with stone or tile, Mike is the artist to go to. Trustworthy, veteran-owned, that's Estate Granite. Mm-hmm. He does consultations as well, 241 Stone. We'll be right back after these messages on KTNR, 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, this is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it is my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmon to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmon, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show. We're here with Don Black, who is in charge of the Veterans
Clinic right here in Redding. The new one out at 3565354. What is it?
Yeah.
3455.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, my
Knighton Road.
God.
It's opening today, my friends, and really going to be opening full time.
In 10 minutes.
Okay.
Well, I'm so sorry about giving those wrong numbers, but I think you can't miss it when you get out there. It's across from the VA home.
And it's got this big sign on it,
yeah,
too, that says Veterans Clinic.
Now, do we have Nick calling in again? Is Nick on the line?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. We just didn't pick it up. Now, Don, what about people who weren't wounded in combat, but they did 4 years, or they did 6 years, or 2 years? Can they be seen at the clinic?
Yes. Well, I say yes. If you're service-connected, you've ever gone down, at least got a 0% rating, you can come down anytime, regardless of your income. We'll see you for your service-connected disability. If you've never applied, we have some of our older veterans that have never applied and said, well, I don't deserve it. Everybody deserves it. It's a financial basis. So it's household income under $39,000. If your household makes under $39,000, then you can be eligible for care.
Okay.
We just encourage you to come down.
And zero, and people say, well, zero, how do you get that? Well, let's just say you broke your leg, or, you know, you were jumping out of a perfectly good airplane, as many of us have, and you break an ankle. And here it is 30 years later. You know, that ankle is hurting.
Yep.
And you go down, you see Celestina Traver at the Veterans Service Office, or you just come on down to the clinic now, since they have a rep there now, and say, you know, this is, they'll do the paperwork. And even if it comes back to 0% disabled, you're still going to see them for that injury.
Yes, we will. All the time.
Okay. So that happens all the time. Or if you're under $39,000 a year, family income, which in Redding is probably many people, and you're a veteran, you too can be seen down at the clinic.
And if you're eligible for medical care, eyes and ears are always free. So you get glasses, hearing aids, as long as you're just eligible for medical care.
And when, I mean, I've gone down there and I've had ear test, audio test, and they've told me, stood a little close to that explosion, huh? And I was going, huh? But the big news is the new clinic is open.
Yes.
On Knighton Road, 3455 Knighton Road, right across from the veterans' home there. And if you have an appointment at the veterans' clinic, that's where you've got to go.
Right. If you go down to Hartnell, you're going to see a big empty parking lot and wonder what happened. We did have a sign, we've moved, and they'll still say the VA sign because I haven't got it taken down yet. But
right.
We're not there.
We're not there. So it's going to be tough for the first few months.
It's probably going to take 3 or 4 months because, again, most veterans come down for primary care on an average of 1 to 2 times a year, probably every 7 to 8 months.
Right.
So if they were seen last week at the old clinic and we schedule them for 7 months, again, rote memory, we've been there 25 years, people will probably show up on Hartnell.
Well, like you said, you sent out 10,000 postcards. I don't remember. I'm sure you did. And I'm sure it came to me. And I might have even looked at it. But then that's it. We're going to put a PSA out and trying to get the word out, keep it on Facebook so that, you know, at least people know to make that trip.
Yeah, and we're just excited to be partners with the community, with your talk show, and you guys have always been so good to us, and we just want to keep care here. I can tell people that Again, this is not government. We rented the property, but we have a 20-year lease. So I know for the next 20 years, you're going to be driving out to Knighton Road.
That's right. And then by that time, who knows?
Yeah.
We may have, who knows what medicine will be like in that time. You know, maybe they'll have, wouldn't that be nice if, you know, if they did the doctor to come to your house? Do you remember that? Do you ever remember that?
Yes.
Doctors would come to your house? Was that before your time?
No, that was when I was a child. But we do have that program. It's called Home-Based Primary Care, and we do that today. So we send doctors, dietitians, nurses, psychologists. We send them out to your home right now.
If you can't get around.
Right. If you can't get around and you qualify for that program, we do that now.
That's wonderful. Wow. Okay. Taking care of veterans,
yep.
As you all are. What do you see for this coming year here? You know, you're hiring and you've got new specialties. You got 77,000 feet to fill up with stuff. What are some of the new things that are over there?
So we've added some new, again, in GI, we've expanded GI.
Right.
We're trying to expand some more outreach with we have now a new cancer navigator trying to help our veterans navigate through that journey.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to grow our women's health program. We've been trying to hire like a gynecologist so we can do more comprehensive women's health.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to expand our women's health outreach, a lot more lady veterans that have come in to the community, so we want to take care of them. And just continue to give the great care that we are in the existing services.
What about technology? Is there new technology over there?
Well, we're supposed to be getting a new medical record system, you know, 8 years ago. And so we've wired for that. The building is completely Wi-Fi compared to the old building
where
we didn't have Wi-Fi. So you should be able to use your phones in the clinic. We've actually, in the waiting area, put some stations where you can charge your phones or use USB. Hopefully you're not waiting long, but in case you know you need to charge while you wait, we're going to have that.
So you had over 100,000 visits last year to the clinic here. 100,000.
Yeah, it was like 107,000-108,000 veteran visits by those 16,000 veterans.
Okay. All right, what do you want people to take away on this one, Don? We only got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, I would like to say we're going to partner. We're going to take care of our veterans in the community. It's a great new clinic. Tomorrow we have Jim Taylor, who's a local Medal of Honor winner.
Yes.
He's actually going to come and do the ribbon cutting with the director. It's on Facebook Live with COVID and the weather. Hopefully when we get out of this, we want to do a bigger party, but right now it's a small little opening, and we are just excited to be out here in the community and giving our veterans the care they deserve in a new facility.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being with us this morning, and congratulations on a you know, like moving forward, new and improved.
Yeah,
good stuff. Thank you.
Our veterans, you know, I'm not just saying this, but our veterans deserve, you know, good medical care. That was one of the agreements that when they signed up, just like you did. When you signed up, it was, you know, you don't think about it when you first go in. I mean, that's not something you even think about, but at the end of it, especially with if you've been damaged.
Yeah, and what we found, too, is some people come right out to the VA, and then it's about 16 or 17 years before they come back after they get out because, like you said, I don't need the VA. I don't need anything. And then they realize we're here, and they come back, and we'll take care of you.
My first time out, when I retired, I never went down to the VA. I was busy doing other jobs and everything, and then the reason I went down to the VA is because I had a radio show. And people said, well, you know, at the VA. So I went down there just to check it out. And I've been going there for 14 years now. So we have a great clinic here. We are fortunate when you read about other things that happen in other states. We don't seem to have that problem here for the most part. I mean, there's always problems.
No, and I think we're going to be great. It's going to be new and it's clean, and you're going to love it.
Okay. 3455 Knighton Road.
Right across from the Veterans Home.
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They are having their anniversary, Linda, which means things are on sale right before
Christmas.
They opened
at Christmas just like we launched at Christmas time. So
that's right. Except it's been like 30 years for them. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Guys, here's a chance to make your year end up great. We'll be right back.
Merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Kentucky's governor says there are 63 known dead in his state from Friday's tornadoes and says the death toll is likely to grow. For residents in the path of twisters that rumbled through half a dozen states, the damage is still hard to comprehend.
It looks like a war. I mean, like it just looks like bombs went off.
In Mayfield, Kentucky, most of the town was leveled. Dr. Milton West is senior minister at First Christian Church and was devastated to see what was left of the building.
We were up most of the night praying and worrying, and then when it got daylight, I got in my truck and came on into town, and I was just stunned. I did not go in the building until late yesterday afternoon, but what I saw, just heartbreaking.
President Biden has approved a disaster declaration for Kentucky, which frees up federal assistance. A major winter storm is bearing down on California. Rain is forecast for the next several days, and in the mountains, several feet of snow is expected. The world's largest economies are united in warning Russia against an invasion of Ukraine. Liz Truss is the British Foreign Secretary.
What we've seen this weekend is a united front from the G7 that there would be massive consequences if there were to be a Russian incursion into Ukraine, which would carry severe costs.
G7 has not yet said what form those sanctions would take, but Truss said the group is considering all options. Police say one person is dead, 13 others were injured in a drive-by shooting. It happened during a candlelight vigil near Houston last night. Red numbers on Wall Street so far this morning, the Dow down 289 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Changes are coming to Fox News Sunday.
After 18 years, this is my final Fox News Sunday. It is the last time, and I say this with real sadness, we will meet like this.
That's Fox News Sunday anchor Chris Wallace signing off yesterday for the final time as he announced that he is leaving the network.
18 years ago, the bosses here at Fox promised me they would never interfere with a guest I booked or a question I asked, and they kept that promise. I have been free to report to the best of my ability, to cover the stories I think are important, to hold our country's leaders to account.
CNN later announced that Wallace will be joining its new streaming service, CNN Plus, which is expected to debut early next year. Wallace is a veteran broadcast journalist, having previously worked at ABC and NBC News. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. New York's statewide mask mandate goes back into effect today. While some agree, others are pushing back against it.
Facing a cold weather surge in COVID infections, Governor Kathy Hochul announced Friday that masks will be required in all indoor public places unless the business or venues implement a vaccine requirement.
I don't want to go back
ever again to that place where people couldn't go to their jobs safely, couldn't congregate, kids couldn't go to schools.
The Democrat said violations carry a $1,000 fine and local health departments will enforce it. But the Republican Rockland County executive said they can't and won't as it currently stands. And a similar statement came from another Republican leader, Julie Walker, New York.
A 15-year-old boy accused of opening fire at his Michigan high school, killing four students, is due in court for a procedural hearing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday. You can have us in your bedroom. Or your kitchen.
In your
or
car.
Or in your car. Any of those places. Just phone lines listen. Here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 13th of December, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And she's got some road conditions after you do the weather, hon.
Okay, well, you want to go with the road conditions first, Ashley?
Up to you.
Go, please.
Okay, we are looking at winds around 30 miles per hour from the south, so we are keeping around 50 degrees, but two hands on the steering wheel anywhere you're going. Looking at the Caltrans maps, I am seeing a snowplow up by Fondale, but that's pretty much it as far as the surrounding mountains areas. We are seeing a little bit of snow on the side of the road at Buckhorn Summit and some around Hatchet Mountain on the other side of the valley, as well as where you get off of 44 to get into Lassen Park. There is snow on the road there, so make sure you're extra safe there. But everything looks clear in Shingletown.
All right. Okay, there is a wind advisory happening right now, and we have a rainy and breezy day. It's currently 47 degrees in the the downtown studios. If you look at, we have winds up to 21 miles per hour today. Rain and breezy again with 49 overnight, lows of 33. Tomorrow calls for, 50% of chance of rain during the day. It looks like we may have snow, at the evening with, our overnight lows of 32 tomorrow night. Wednesday calls for 100% chance of rain once again with our highs of 42 and overnight lows of 38. Thursday, rain then again with our 48 and overnight lows of 32. And Friday calls for sunny with a high near 51. And Saturday, sunny with a high near 50. Chance of rain on Saturday night. So I think that when we talk about the lights, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. But if you have tickets for the Garden of Lights, go anyway. Just bundle up and get out there because the lights will be on display along with Moses the reindeer, rain or shine, even some snow and with the wind. So, you know, I think it's kind of actually exciting to be in the elements. In fact, we're going to go out with our horse today. And I was trying to say in the first segment that it reminds me of what it is when you were a pioneer. Well, not that I was a pioneer, but all of our ancestors were. And they came over and they didn't think, oh, it's not nice outside. You know, they had a wagon train. They were getting where they needed to go, and they just had to do it. So kind of makes me think about that. In honor of the people who came before us, go out in the weather, bundle up, and enjoy being alive. There, that was my little rant.
Okay.
My happy rant.
Your happy rant. Hey, we're here with Shasta College today. And
speaking of happy rant.
With, the president of the college,
Joe
Wise, and Peter Griggs, who is their media guy and public affairs. And I don't know. I saw you cutting trees for the Christmas tree fair, too.
Yeah, I don't think I was cutting any of the trees, but...
Trimming, maybe?
Maybe trimming, yeah.
Okay. So. Hey, and speaking of that, Joe, how big was it? I mean, December...
The Christmas
it was cut back a little bit. It was on December 3rd.
Oh, boy, there were crowds there. Over 760 trees were sold by them.
Really?
Yeah, raised $7,000 plus for scholarships. So,
my gosh.
Thankful to the community for coming out.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, the best tree we've ever had came from Shasta College. It was perfectly symmetrical. It was the right height. They put it in that little net thing so I could get it home. We got it up. It lasted all the way through Christmas into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
I took it outside, planted it. It's now 20 feet tall. Okay, I didn't do that because, you know, couldn't do that. But it was just perfect. And well, I told people about that.
Yeah, and this year they had their trees cut fresh right up in Oregon just as they were being delivered for that week's sale. So, you know, great selection. The students really did an amazing job.
Exciting. I mean, we've done that. We happened to be, I think we were gone or something. We weren't able to do it this year for some reason, but I truly, truly missed
it.
We have a little 3-foot tinsel 1960s tree that, you know, that we can put up and down. But we missed
vintage.
That beautiful, yes, absolutely.
Tree. We have a vintage.
But we missed that beautiful tree. And then last year we also went when you had the poinsettias. And those were really wonderful that are grown from seedlings in the farm area.
Right, at our horticulture department.
So you said you raised over $7,000 for scholarships from these trees.
Yeah, that's the purpose, what the student clubs do, and they do a great job.
Is this across the board, or is this for the ag people?
It's geared towards the ag area, yeah.
Okay. So. You know, Joe, there's so many things going on over at Shasta College. So, I mean, did you do anything else? Do y'all got anything else going for Christmas?
Graduation's coming up this week.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we have our nurse pinning for our graduating nursing class, and they've been going strong, learning and throughout this whole time period, so it's been really exciting for them to be able to finish our firefighter graduation Saturday.
Oh my gosh!
So
we're
really excited.
I actually know some people that are, or one person I think it's great who's graduating from the fire academy, and then your nursing program. As soon as they graduate, do they just step off into a job?
That's what I hear. It's just there's such a need and. Uh-huh. And it's a great career field. Challenging right now, right? But still lots of options for our graduates.
Well, we were there in Albuquerque when our daughter went through the nursing program and when she got her diploma and was pinned. And it's such a moment. It takes a community, first of all, because she had kids at that particular point. And when, how am I going to do this, et cetera, for her? So her personal story was the journey and going through, we would hear about some classes that were particularly hard and how neighbors and family and all that. So you know that as each person goes through the graduation, that they all have a personal journey of what that entails to in order to graduate and get to that part of the dream, the goal. So you must feel so proud to be there and know that you're in charge of this college where these kids are putting their dreams and their hard work. I mean, that's part of your body of work.
Well, when I'm asked what my favorite part about being at Shasta College is, it really is that we are for the community. We are the community's college, right? And so, so many of the nurses and public safety folks and, you know, go speak at a Rotary Club, ask how many went to Shasta College or their kids go there, and so many hands go up. It's very satisfying to be part of the community.
Well, and you've been, how long has Shasta College been in
1950 was when the first classes were offered.
1950.
So. And how long have you been in your seat?
It's my 11th year.
11?
Yeah.
Almost like as long as we've been on the air.
Well, that's you know, part of it.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You know what? The only reason you're still here. Okay, no. We're here with Joel Wise. I'm sorry. I will get it yet.
Yes, he's very wise. He is. Wise man who runneth the college.
Superintendent, president of Shasta College. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. And we're going to talk about some things that are going on at the college, especially this next spring or this spring semester, and other things that are happening, especially after the bond issue, some of the building and some offerings out there that's going to be new. When we get back, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Things have been crazy out there, my friends. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans, 401ks, your investments, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She's been helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. How lovely are the branches.
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Playoff. Fall into winter. $75,000 swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in December at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on December 30th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? Must be 21 to participate. See winriver.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they've partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They're donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and Day, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Talking, talking, we'll go for a walk with the hope of Janice and Jen.
Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You need to be seen at a hospital, and hopefully you don't, but if you do, Shasta Regional Medical Center, the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals. They have the TAVR valve replacement there that they can do, so instead of having to get your chest cracked, they can go in through an artery, replace that bad valve. You're up and walking that day and going home the next. More medical miracles. They have the they also have the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're with Shasta College, and we're here with Joe Weiss.
Dr. Joe Weiss. Dr. Joe Weiss. President of Shasta College.
That's right.
Not forget those.
Well, you know what? I kind of think.
Fancy, fascinating title on how long it takes
fancy,
a person.
Fascinating
who,
title.
Who becomes a doctor and a superintendent and president of a college. That's a big deal. And let's talk a little bit
just
about.
Just call me Joe.
Well.
You could. Just a man called Joe.
Just a minor.
All right.
There's a song called, it just seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. I sing it from a cabin in the sky.
Don't be jealous, Carl.
Linda.
I will. I'm sorry. I shouldn't apologize. Let's get into the question. Enrollment for spring semester is going on now. What should we think? What's going to happen with spring semester?
Yeah, we opened enrollment a couple of weeks back, so students are signing up for courses. Before the pandemic, we were about a third online, based on student demand, and this spring will be about 50-50. There'll be hybrid and in-person classes all over the place, and but a lot of still online options. Students seem to really like having that mix where they can more easily commute, maybe come in 2 days a week and make their work schedules easily.
Our granddaughter's done. Down in New Mexico State. All of her classes, of course, last year it was all online. This year, all of her classes are in person except one, which is online. And, you know, so I imagine maybe by next semester, maybe they'll all be in person. But you're still running a mixture of both then. So
yeah, and again, that's kind of where we were before the pandemic is,
well,
is
that's
a pretty
right.
strong
yeah.
mix. Yeah.
Anything new this spring?
Well, there's a couple fun things. Our theater department is doing a play.
What play is that?
Mr. Burns. And so I don't know a lot about it yet, but I know auditions are happening January 19th.
You have to come and tell us more about that next time.
It's going to be a March event, and mm-hmm. so we're excited for that. I think it's a musical, not a play, so I want to make sure I get that right.
And it's called
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got a couple of classes out there that really fit into the North State.
I hope more than a couple, Carl.
No, but ones like the logging classes that you have there, teaching people how to work in the logging industry. I mean, that's
it's
kind
been
of
really really a good new program the last couple of years, and. We've been landed three different grants to buy brand new equipment, also doing truck driving, you know, to help with transporting logs and that sort of thing.
CDLs.
And so there's a lot going on in that area. It's really exciting.
Well, you know, truck driving is going to be the next profession that is just going to be totally underserved. It already is. I think they need like 60,000 more truck drivers, but many of the truck drivers in the United States are in their 60s, so they're going to be retiring. So I've seen on the sides of trucks, you know, hiring bonuses, make $180,000 a year, you know, owner-operators, and I'm like, that's not bad, you know, that's not bad bucks there. But that's in conjunction with other of your classes out there in I won't say vocational, but in the job market.
Yeah, in the career technical area.
Yeah,
there's a lot of offerings, a lot of great faculty, really popular with the students. Our welding program goes gangbusters. We have great advanced manufacturing. You get to play with the computer-controlled machines, you know, where you learn the programming code, and it automatically mills metals. But But then you also get to learn on the old-fashioned stuff, which is actually a little more fun. The students are attracted by the newer things, but it's kind of more fun to actually control, set the controls yourself. So you learn both methods, automotive, diesel technology, a lot of good stuff.
Well, you've got heavy equipment, and if you got a heavy equipment, you get a welding also along with that, because anytime you're looking for heavy equipment, they also look for welders. And then your CDL to be able to move the heavy equipment.
Correct.
And you can walk off from campus with a very much a livable wage.
A lot of different options there.
Yeah.
A lot of different directions you can go.
They were trying, in fact, they tried to poach them before they finished.
Oh, quite often, yeah.
Because everybody's looking for somebody.
Looking for workers, and you have people who are ready before they graduate, and we love it. We want them to graduate and get their certificates and degrees, but we want them to get jobs first and foremost. So.
The pandemic hit everybody hard, professions and students. Is there a different kind of aid, or is there more aid out there to help people get back into it?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, it's a very good question. We're fortunate that we do have extra financial aid available for the next couple semesters still. And so we've been able, actually just last week, we were able to give out to about 1,000 students around a $350 extra kind of emergency aid grant. And so kind of helping them make sure they could complete. And there's going to be more of that this coming spring. And then our foundation has raised some extra funds where we've given out over $100,000 in extra aid since the beginning of the pandemic. And so there are more opportunities for aid. And then our regular financial aid, I mean, we give out, I think it's over $13 million in Pell Grants to students to assist them each year.
And each so there's year? $13 million?
There's a lot of money available. It can be complicated to get those forms filled out, so that's why we have a financial aid office and staff to help.
Well, what about the no tuition, though? Or it's no tuition for your first year?
First two years.
If you've never been before. Right?
First-time students who are full-time. There's a state program that helps us waive the fees. So even though we're the lowest in the nation at $46 a unit for state residents, that can be waived. For quite a few students, both low-income don't have to be full-time, as well as no income restrictions, full-time, first-time students.
Wow. And our books, you know, I always remember that, you know, going down there to the bookstore and, you know, tears rolling down my face buying books.
Out of joy.
Have there been changes in that? I mean, are there online kind of books?
We're making some progress there. I know books can be, you know, one of the prohibitive factors. The extra financial aid can help, right?
Yeah.
But, we also have some faculty who are creating free resources, online options for your learning needs instead of textbooks. I'm hoping to get some more grant money from the state. There's going to be a pot of money released to help develop more of that. I see more of that coming over time. There are certain programs, you know, nursing, for example, has a pretty... You see the pictures of the graduates with a stack of textbooks 3 feet tall that they're leaning against, right, that they've been studying. So there's, you know, certain things where certain programs is a little more challenging than others. But.
Well, it just seems like with everything being online, that it's just a matter of time before it all is. Now, the authors of the books still get paid, and they still get, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I just see it happening because first of all, there's so many, and if you were lucky, you could buy a used book that the class was still using. But try and find that nowadays. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you can't. Maybe they use the same book over several classes.
A lot of our faculty work towards that to try to keep the same textbook as long as possible. And then, of course, online resources. The students find ways of either renting or through the bookstore. It's less expensive than purchasing the books. Or if they purchase them and they decide to resell them, there's online used options as well.
Yeah, I always sold mine. I always ran out of money like a week before finals. So I'd sell my books, which probably explained my finals.
Explains a lot, Carl.
It explains a lot. Anyway, well, you go to enough colleges.
Well, you did get your master's, so.
Well, I did, you know, so it was an accident. For the veterans, you have a lot of assistance for veterans.
Yeah, our brand new Veterans Resource Center, Success Center, opened up, and we have staff in there, specialized knowledge for the helping walk through the different financial requirements for the benefits, veterans counselor available, and so, yeah, we've had a lot of help.
Is it kind of a place where veterans can hang out, too?
Yeah. There's study rooms and kind of quiet area and a bank of computers for doing research or assignments and those sorts of things.
How many veterans do you believe you have out there? I know it must be kind of tough to...
You know, it's tough to know the exact number because not all disclose that they're veterans, right? Mm-hmm. It's not something that's required, but we usually serve close to 300 a year.
Wow.
And we're always glad to help as much as we can with
our... Well, I just want to talk about veterans just for a second, and then I'll give it. I knew a bunch of young men who had come back out of the Marine Corps, fought in Fallujah and Ramadi and these places. They were all like 22, 23, came back to Shasta College. And they were just, when they got together, they would tell stories about their fellow students and some of their professors. How, do you know what the most important thing it is? Beyonce. And then they'd have to figure out who that was. You know, I mean, these guys and girls are coming in with a totally different viewpoint. And they're in class with 18-year-olds. And that, you know, that can be tough sometimes, but
it's good to have a place where they can gather
absolutely.
And be able to talk.
Yeah, and they can, you know, sit there and, you know, and talk and realize that, okay, you know what, let's just get through this.
Well, we're going to
take
a break.
Not because the education was bad, but because of their
readjustment, right?
The readjustment was tough right then.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I do want to ask you about, and people have asked, about the flyers that used to go out. Classes that would be like specialty classes, were those on hold because, and answer this after the break, because of COVID and some of the senior programs? All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members from the Timberline Heating and Air family. Happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Like happiness is just a thing called joy.
From...
You got a smile that makes the light.
Okay, that's probably from A Cabin in the Sky. But this song, Happiness is Just a Thing Called Joe, I have been doing for many years, but I learned it first through Judy Garland. And then my drummer, who is a teacher, Dan Kinkle, in Chico, and teaches music out in Chico, said, you know, that's from A Cabin in the Sky. I never really put where, you know, how it, but anyway, so Happiness is Just a Thing Called Joe. Isn't that beautiful? Well, you have to look it up sometime.
It's my new favorite song.
The lyrical content on it, yes.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue, the only place I've had my haircut since I've moved. I moved to Reading so many years ago. It's a veteran-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It works in appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. May I make that any clearer than that? You won't see Dr. Phil on the TV there. Hockey games.
Oh.
Game shows.
What's wrong with Dr. Phil? He probably goes
absolutely,
to a barber, too.
You know what? Absolutely nothing if you like Dr. Phil and Oprah and The View.
Yep.
Oh, my favorite meme is, if y'all ever watch Yellowstone, that TV series?
Kevin Costner. Yeah.
Kevin Costner and his daughter.
Beth.
Beth. My meme now is, the only thing I want for Christmas is Beth to be on The View for 5 minutes. So, okay. Hey, we're here with Joe Wise here. He's Dr. Wise, I should say, from the superintendent and president of Shasta College. We've been talking about new offerings coming up. It's the fact that the classes are in person and online, but you've had a lot of online classes before because, you know, people were tough to get all the way down here. You've had seven, you've got what?
Well, I'm just saying, my question before the break was that we were going to roll into is that, you know, we're looking forward to that catalog that comes out that talks about, and I was wondering if that was going to be happening or if that was put on hold because of COVID, but I pore over that and I think it's wonderful. Can you share with us, about the catalog coming out with people who could be seniors or any, like seniors my age, seniors, that could be of any age that could take these classes at Shasta College, where the, like, pottery and gardening and wood shop.
For the young seniors like
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely. Yes. I know, I can't even believe it. I'm the oldest person in my Pilates class. What happened?
Well, no, we've kept offering our community education offerings throughout the pandemic. And the new catalog comes out in January, and there's all kinds of expanded offerings. Actually, it's been a program that's been growing over the last couple of years. And so I have a friend who teaches, you know, how to plan for retirement type of course. There's all kinds of different offerings in there for people. And it's fee-based. It's a small fee that you pay, but it's not a credit like regular college class. So no pressure, not the grading, you know, that kind of stuff.
So you're just taking something to expand your mind or knowledge. And I like I said, so Peter here is here as well. And Peter had said that the catalog comes out in January. So be looking for the classes that you can probably sign up for in the spring, perhaps?
Correct.
That is correct, yeah.
We need to sign up for the horticultural class that says how not to kill your plants in the first 30 days.
Well, no, I think if I'm not mistaken, I saw once a class on a drought tolerant, how to plant your yard or what is what you're going to get your best for the Reading area, you know, the kind of
that's in the horticultural.
Yeah, the horticultural thing, yeah.
Carl, overwatering, I'm told, is the most biggest problem for killing plants.
Measure H bond. What's going on? I know that you are constantly upgrading facilities and bringing new facilities in.
Yeah, there's actually we just finished our computer information systems building, and they're getting ready to move in over the break. Our business and computer information faculty, so they're very excited. We're excited for them. Brand new building. The next couple of projects that are really, we're kind of moving into the remodel phase rather than new construction, and so that's more challenging because you got to find space for people to move into while their place is getting remodeled, right? But our library is, right at the heart of the campus, is getting a full remodel, and we're really excited because we landed state matching dollars for that program, stretching our bond dollars, and so we're getting...
I saw that. That's, 19% or something
like
that?
Oh, no, like 70% of the cost.
70%
yeah.
of the cost.
Over $11, $12 million coming from the state to help us with that. So we're really pleased with that. But that'll be the next year and a half. It'll be probably one of the more disruptive projects we have, actually, for operations. But at the end, it'll be worth it. But Starbucks will stay open in the library, our little Starbucks.
Critical to know that.
What about the Regional Public Safety Training Center?
Yeah, we're doing a small third phase to finish out some of the finishing touches around the two new buildings and the new props that the fire training folks are using. And so that'll be happening over the coming year. And adding one more fire behavior prop into the mix.
Is this probably one of the most state-of-the-art firefighting schools around?
Well, I sure hope so. There's a lot of good firefighting schools in California, but we're really proud of ours and this training facility we've developed. We got a couple more things we'd like to add to it if we can identify more funding, but we're really excited for the state-of-the-art facilities we have to match the excellence in teaching that happens there.
And right down the street from us in Block 7.
Yeah, just around the corner here, part of that whole redevelopment where the aging parking garage was taken down and now the new one's up. And then we have a building going up next to our health science building. And we were speaking about community education. That's one of the programs that'll be in there, and foster kinship, and some of our, we're calling it the Community Leadership Center. And so a lot of our headquarters for where we're involved with our community outreach and community engagement will be housed in there.
When you say community engagement, what do you mean by that?
Well, one good example is the North State Together Collective Impact Program. We're grant-funded through McConnell. We're grateful for that grant.
Yay.
But we have several staff whose time is dedicated towards helping five counties in the North State in each of their efforts tailored to the counties. Kind of the way I describe it is we're sending some people upstream to try to help prevent problems so that, third grade literacy, eighth grade math levels, kindergarten readiness are some of the projects that the counties are picking to help improve those numbers. And down the road, that's really going to help with our college success and
that's
college
great.
Going rates. So we have a team
readiness.
Doing that.
I would love to have somebody come on and talk about those three topics on this show. Kindergarten readiness.
Peter, write that down.
No, and third grade.
He's doing it right now.
Because we see this so much. I mean, I'll do a little philosophy here, philosophizing, that there's a generation that we're seeing right now of the parents are so worried that they're coddling their kids so much, and I'm not judging. I'm just compared to where we were we were, you know, it was a different time. Maybe we didn't worry about crime or being abducted and things, but we were working at 15 and 16. We didn't spend that $300 on hair and $10 on coffee. And I mean, we were different in our generation. I'm not saying it was a better generation. I'm just saying it was different. And so we look at how are you going to get real with when you're in the real world and what it really costs to have your tires rotated and what it really costs to fill up a tank of gas and buy the essentials. So I like the fact that I'd really like to hear what the teachers are teaching the kids today in kindergarten ready, third grade. What the very shaping of our future really happens in those age groups.
Yeah, and basically, I mean, I just want to recognize our local schools and our, you know, county office of ed and in the various counties. They're so dedicated and they're working, you know, around lots of issues to try to help all their students. But so I don't want to take away from that, but
no.
Kind of what the team we're dedicating towards is extra help to help, you know, get everybody pulling the rope in the same direction,
right.
You know, that sort of a thing, and just to assist where the counties feel their biggest needs are. So again, that's North State Together, and we can have them come on the show.
Yeah,
yeah, we'd like that.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know, it's getting around Christmas time, and for those people that like or enjoy a cigar, they have a current special here. It's a grab bag of three cigars for under $30, but these are just outstanding cigars. Anything tobacco? They can take care of you from the accessories to pipe tobacco to rolling tobacco, all of your tobacco needs at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be opening, in fact, in 16 minutes.
And expanded hours through the holidays.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back with Shasta College.
I'm going to save an arm and a leg this Christmas. I'm going to have some money come New Year.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they've partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They're donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diver.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, You'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tim Garmon stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmon to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmon, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
You know what, guys? Why don't we just skip to the ending? Let's just do the ending.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 big block camshafts, 11 short throw shifters, 10 Ford Lumen pistons, 19-inch cart wheels, 8 Cobo winter valves, 7...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
And that's Ashley looking for. What are you going to be talking about next? And we said nuts and bolts.
Okay.
Something like
Welcome
that.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda and I on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. every morning to wake up to and go to work with. And as one lady said, I wake up with you in the morning and go to bed with the station at night. You know what? I wish there were like 46,000 more just like you. Okay. Anyway, we're here with Shasta College and President and Superintendent Joe Wise. Peter Griggs is along with him, making sure that Joe doesn't go off track. And
it's a tough job.
It's a tough job here. CTE.
Our Career Technical Education area, yeah.
Right.
You know, there's something that's been really very exciting to me that our faculty have developed for this spring, and they're calling it the CTE Academy, Career Technical Education Academy. And what they're planning for this spring is every Friday to have different groups of high school students come to campus, you know, probably 14 Fridays this coming semester, and they'll teach them a specific skill related to their interests. You know, if they're thinking about, well, what's diesel technology like? What's advanced manufacturing?
Well, that's
what's
cool.
Automotive? So they'll get to come and experience something that's kind of like a mini course exposure to the field and kind of figure out, oh, that is not what I thought it was.
So how do you get that information out besides here on KCNR? Do you have an outreach program to does it have to be a certain age? Can it be like junior high?
Well, right now they're working with their contacts at the high schools. Our faculty in that area have really good relationships with the high school high schools in the area to develop those field trips for the students, and so that's the direction it's going right now.
That's great. I think that's wonderful because that could be the change in a young person's direction of where they may be like, I don't know what I want to do, and then they go to a field trip and boom, that's what I want to do.
Well, you know, I remember my daughter coming home at Thanksgiving break in her first semester in college. All excited. Never seen her this excited about learning and about what she was studying. And I said, you weren't like this in high school. I mean, you did your work, but you never were excited about it. And she goes, well, I'm studying what I'm interested in, not what I have to. And so, that's kind of what the college experience can be if we can open the students' eyes to that.
Study things
it might
you want.
Yeah, might make them more excited to come.
Well, you know, robotics, all these things that are going on in today's society, I mean, STEM, I mean, it's just leaps and bounds. When I was substitute teaching when I first got back, I was in sixth grade over at UPREP.
Teaching
sixth grade. Well, I was over there too. Yeah. But I tell you what, the things they were learning in sixth grade, I distinctly remember that coming about high school sometime, and they were already there. And plus the, history and all these things they were doing, it was remarkable. So, you know, the advantages we have in our community with Shasta College. I mean, there is no reason not to go to Shasta College if you're looking to educate yourself. I mean, free tuition, everything in the world.
I couldn't say it better myself.
Right. Well, no, yeah. There is. We're just going to take that sound bite.
Yeah. I mean, the tuition's free. It's waived. Everything that you could possibly think of, from turning a wrench on a diesel engine to robotics.
You know, Carl, one of the other things that really stands out about Shasta College, and I've heard this from so many students, I'm sure that Dr. Wise has as well, is the mentorship and, you know, the camaraderie that our students find with our faculty. My son went to Shasta College, went off to a 4-year, to this day still keeps in touch with so many of the teachers that he had out of the college. And we find that time and again, that those relationships are really built because of that small class size, because of the teachers really engaging with our students.
So let's talk a little bit about, you probably brought this up before, but I would like to discuss it again, your dorms have been upgraded.
Yeah, we've
they have roofs on them now.
We actually you can actually shower.
Let's hear about the outlay, because I hear about two different people that we know whose kids have gone off to dorms and what those are looking like now, the new dorms. So what do the new dorms consist of?
So a few years back, we remodeled just the general remodels, you know, individual air conditioning units, that kind of stuff, new furniture. But about a year and a half ago, we put in Wi-Fi and connectivity. It was okay, but it wasn't great. And so now it's really up to date. And so that's what the students want. I actually have a funny story. One of our dorm students, I found out, was 100% online student. But they were living in the dorm. They needed a place to live.
Well, that's what happened with our granddaughter last year.
This was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to, because they were online, but they needed a cheap place to stay.
And they wanted to, you know, have access to the services
right.
and
yeah.
the library and everything.
Right. Sure.
So, I mean, so
we should go over and get a room.
Carl. I could go some
Party
places
Central.
I should.
Party Central. Okay.
I'd hate to have to kick Carl out of the dorms.
It's not the first time. I went back in 33 years after I to my my college, and my roommate and I got together, and we went back to our school. We went back to our room in that dorm, and we opened up the closets and looked up, and we had written our names in there because it was a brand new dorm. Still in there, room still looked the same. I mean, almost exactly. We went,
don't bring out a black light.
Can't believe you said that. Dr. Wise.
No comment.
What do you tell people that are still kind of hesitant about starting their college experience?
Well, if you want, I'd say the friendliest place to start, pick Shasta College. We've got so many staff that are there to help, to answer questions, to, you know, if you're having trouble with the registration process or getting, you know, it's a free application, but there's still stuff to fill out,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
The state requires a bunch of information as we get applications. It's a common application almost all the community colleges use. So, but sometimes it's like, what does that mean? And so we have staff, we call them student success facilitators. Very customer service oriented, great, great employees who are there just to help students. And so we got a lot of people there to assist. So if you're hesitant, we're here to help. And I don't think you'll regret it. Great opportunities to get your education started, to start it back up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there to help you be successful.
And age is not a limit here, my friends.
We, kind of the little standing joke is we accept the top 100% of people who apply. So we're here for the community, and we really do want to assist everyone to have a chance at pursuing their educational dreams.
How old was your mom when she went back?
53.
Went back and got her degree. So it's
while
open.
She was working full time.
Yeah. So.
So it was she worked for Aerojet at that point, and so she could. study at nighttime and on weekends. So it was a proud. I was there for her graduation.
That's what people can do is you can get that degree, or you can continue your job training that you're on right now. I mean, there's business classes, there's accounting classes that can help you if you're getting ready to start your own business.
Entrepreneurship studies as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's big for a lot of military because we're tired of working for people. So
tired of being told what to do all the time.
Yeah.
Some are.
No, you know, I got married. Joe Wise. Thank you so much, Dr. Wise, for being here with us. And Peter Griggs, of course, have a very Merry Christmas. You know, Shasta College is one of our bright lights here in our community. And we're proud of our partnership with you all here.
Thank you for having us.
So have a great
Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas and we'll see you in January. And we'll hear what's happening over at Shasta
College. Can't wait to see what happens then. Bring in some of those loggers.
Make it through to 2022.
Hey, tomorrow, Turtle Bay, and we have Shasta Regional Medical Center plus others. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Down, gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.